house is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into the show. Hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of our longtime sponsors that we totally support is Tony and the gang over there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Well, you're getting advance notice of their winter event that they always do every January, the Northern Michigan RV Camping Show. It starts a week from tomorrow. It's going to be at the Allison Place there in Gaylord, January 11th, 12th, and the 13th. That Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's going to be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday, January 14th, noon to 5. Admission, bring three non-perishable food items, canned food, or make a cash donation. Tony and the team are giving the food, the donations, to benefit the homeless people there in Otsego County. Now, if you go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com, enter to win a drawing, $5,000, a camping resort island excursion getaway. All kinds of information on the website about this contest. Also, they've got special pricing. You can save thousands of dollars on new this year, 2024 models and brands. They also have some leftover inventory from 22 and 23 models. I believe one or two 22s, a couple of 2023 models. But all the new bells and whistles for the 2024s are available at the show. Now, it's going to be very interesting because they are going to have manufacturers reps right from the factory. If you want to cut a deal, this is your opportunity. Go over there, see all the different various models they have for sale. If you find one that you really like, tell them you want to talk to the manufacturer's rep. See if there's any type of rebates that you can get directly from the factory. Then sit down with the sales team from Northern Michigan RV. See what they can do for you at the local level as well as financing. It's going to be a huge show. Vicky and I are going to go over and take a look at it. see all the different things that they have out there. January 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Starting next Thursday, January the 11th, Friday the 12th, my birthday, and Saturday, January 13th, they're going to be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, January 14th, it'll be open noon to 5. So tell them Trucker Randy sent you and that you're looking for a deal. I got Sherry LaFave, Bob, Randy, and others texting me. Nobody heard Brad Allen make an announcement to the stadium. We'll get into other text messages about that two-point conversion from Saturday's game. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Again, Cliff Tellini, having played football, coached football, knows the rules. I've actually participated in that play back in high school. I was a large, big, tall lineman in high school, and it's called the bump and slide play. You bump your opponent at the line. Quarterback is looking right. You slide off left, standing in the end zone by yourself. The biggest challenge, make sure you catch the ball. I can hear Coach Gordon Bishop, make sure you catch it. Yes, sir. Cliff texting in, yes. Decker was waving his hands over his chest, reporting in as eligible. And no, Brad Allen, the head referee, never announced it on the PA, public announcer's PA system to the stadium. I didn't hear it. They blew it. Both teams actually were cheated on the call, but Dallas benefited by the flags. Why? Because Dallas had the wrong number reported to them. So they basically ignored Decker, who was on the end of the line in the proper position. As a matter of fact, number 70, Skipper, that he claims reported in, if you look at the replay, he was covered up. You cannot be covered up on that play. Another lineman, you can't line up at guard, for example, and have a tackle covering you up, or a tight end, or even a wide receiver. You can't do it. You have to be absolutely uncovered on the line. If it's a receiver, they actually have to be a step behind you off the line. That's technically the way the rules are written. And then he said to me, happy birthday. Actually, it's a week from this Friday. Next Friday, January 12th. And just an interesting side note, look this up, Google it, verify it. Search for the birthday of Rush Limbaugh and the shock jock Howard Stern. Some people accuse me of being Michigan's version of Rush Limbaugh with a little Howard Stern in me. Well, that's because the three of us share the same birthday, January 12th. Let's see. Clayton's got a comment. Let's see. Before every game, the coaches and the refs get together and go over the game plan and trick plays so that the refs know it's coming. Dan Campbell did indeed go over that play with the refs so they knew it was coming at some point in the game. They had a lineman report all game long, and for that play, they switched the lineman who was actually reporting. The refs knew that, but still for some reason said he didn't report properly. This was completely mind-blowing. I could see that. I didn't notice it during the game because, again, Brad Allen never announced them. I've never heard him announce any lineman-eligible receiver throughout the entire game. But evidently, number 70, Skipper, had done it a couple of times. And at the end of the game, if necessary, Dan Campbell, the Lions coach, had Decker, number 68, all lined up on the left end of the line. He was going to be the eligible receiver. Sherry says, no one tried to confuse the ref. That acknowledged with the nod of his head, he heard it and lied about it. I watched it. He most certainly did not make the announcement publicly. It's all about the bets. Dallas got another gifted win. If I had money on that game, I would be furious. Absolutely. Mike says, too many rules in this game anymore. That's why I don't watch it. They've turned it into a new game of sissies. Let's go back to throwing the football to anybody that's open and play real football. See, the problem, though, is the rules have been established a long time ago. Linemen are supposed to block. If it's a pass play, you have to stay on the line, basically. You're not allowed to advance downfield. When you have an illegal blocking assignment going on, the linemen think it's a running play. Well, if it's running, it's not passing. you can go downfield and block. I used to be a pulling guard. I know exactly how to do this. Lined up as a left guard. I moved all over the line. Coach had me moving everywhere. Bishop, you know the plays. You're big. Wherever we need you, you're going. I blocked on every single play. I never, ever hit somebody and then stopped playing on the play. Left guard, we had a sweep right with our fastest runner, Roger Bechtel. Well, I was the fastest lineman on the line, so I would pull, go around the right end, the tight end. He, Leon DeFever, and I led the blocking assignments down the field. My job was to take out the outside linebacker after I pancaked him. My job was to go down and take out the safety. Leon DeFever was responsible for the corner. And Roger Bechtel, the little jackrabbit we had, he would just streak right down the sidelines for a touchdown. We ran that play numerous times. Sometimes I'd switch to right guard and we'd run it left. But Roger, for some reason, didn't like running left. I found out in practice one day why. He said his right arm was the strongest arm. When you're the halfback, you're always taught, trained to carry the ball toward the sideline. Don't have it when you're running down the right sideline, you don't have the ball in your left hand, your left arm. Why? Because it's exposed to the defense, number one. And number two, if they knock it out, it's going to go down into the field of play. If you're running down the right sideline, you have the ball in the right arm. They knock it out, they'll probably hit your body, your hips, your legs, your knees, something, and go out of bounds. If it's in your left arm, it's going to come back into the field of play. Well, Roger had a weak left arm. So he hated carrying the ball on a sweep left. He wanted to sweep right all the time. And for some reason, he could plant his foot harder and run upfield down the right sideline than the left sideline. See, these are dynamics within football that if you never played the game, you never coached the game, you don't know these little tricks to the trade. And that's what makes watching football so much fun for me. Yeah, I boycotted it for a while, but I love the game. And even with these sissy rules, that's another thing. I used to try to take the starting quarterback out before halftime. That was my job assignment. When I switched over to defense, I never left the field. I played every down. I'd always be on the right end of the defensive line. Quarterbacks are right-handed. They drop back to pass. I would come in from their blind side, put my helmet down, and try to spear them in the back to break their ribs. That's how hard I hit them. My junior year, we never played the starting quarterback in the second half. I took out every starting quarterback that year. That's why Michigan State was scouting me for a scholarship until I blew up my knee my senior year. But that's okay. I would have never met Miss Vicky. But the reason, getting back to your comment, Mike, is the rules are there because the linemen must stay engaged on a running play. They can go downfield. But on a passing play, you have to stay and block. Ineligible receiver downfield. Lineman cannot go downfield. Cannot go downfield until after the pass is thrown. Uh-oh. Clayton, I'm a Packers fan, and even I felt it was a wrong call. You're a cheesehead, Clayton, really? In Pickford. Okay, I'm sorry, but Green Bay, Wisconsin, isn't that farther still away from Pickford than Detroit is? I think so. Somebody do a map search for me on that. Pickford, Michigan in the UP to Green Bay, Wisconsin. How many miles is it? And how many miles is Pickford to Detroit, Michigan? We'll work on Clayton. We'll get rid of that stinking thinking. Sherry LaFay says, welcome to the WWE version of football. Just wait until it all comes out. Happens too often, especially to the Lions, not to be predetermined. It's all about the money, baby. Well, somebody texted me. I forgot who it was. Russell, I think. He said the line was the Cowboys were actually favored by 6 points in that game. At home, they were giving 6 points to the Lions. Man, I would have taken that bet all day long. Honestly, I thought it was going to come down to a field goal. I thought it was going to be 24-21, something like that. Somebody kicking a game-winning field goal with 3 seconds to go, that's what I thought was going to happen. Well, it was even closer than that. 1 point margin of victory. If the Lions had been awarded the 2 point conversion and Dallas wasn't able to do anything with 23 seconds left and one or two timeouts, yeah, they would have lost by a point. Getting back to the election story, we're going to get that back pulled up here for the next segment, talking about the elections coming up. Randy Walker, reporting in for duty today, says, I talked with my township clerk on Sunday, and she said that the VFW hall will be a permanent early voting spot for Emmett County. Each township will be there on certain days during that time. Interesting. So like Antrim County has 15 townships, 2 cities, and a village. What you're saying, Randy, is Emmett County is doing this on a rotating basis? So they've broken up the 9 days of early voting and are going to be rotating the staff, the actual poll workers, from each township. That's actually a brilliant idea. Instead of every township's polling place being open, they've assigned it to the VFW post there on Conway Road in Harbor Springs. That will be the early voting spot for the entire county. Interesting. I wonder if they shared this idea with other counties. And if so, you guys report to me, take a picture of the notice you get in the mail, text it to me at the radio station number, 231-360-5140. I've already stored Tom and Karen Curtis's notice they got there for Emmett County. I've got it saved in our show photo file here on the new phone I have. So greatly appreciate that. Yes, it totally saves money. Great idea. Russell, I don't understand your question. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.